What influence did you talked about your experience at the church in high school. What influence did your experience in the church in college have on your decision?
That was helpful. And, be honest, I probably wouldn't have gotten that job had it not been for you. You had a relationship with the pastor and you.
What was your job? I think that would be.
Yeah, well, I was basically a campus minister. At First Church Emporia, my title was staff representative to the college community, and they created that position and threw a little bit of money at it, and I'm not sure if they even interviewed anybody else. I think the pastor knew you and me and my dad. Yeah. So that was very helpful. But it just validated that, hey, maybe I have some gifts to do this. And, I got a chance to help lead worship and be on a staff and work within the church and build relationships with lay people in the church. And everybody was encouraging me and thought I was doing a good job. And so it was like, I could really do this if I wanted to.
Do you think you would have gone ahead and gone into the ministry had you not had that experience in Emporia?
I don't know. Probably not. Because the typical college routine is to not be involved in a church. I mean, the average college student doesn't spend a lot of time in worship and going to Sunday school and that kind of thing. So it kept me connected, definitely. And I don't think I would have had that connection had I not had to go, basically. But it also allowed me to experiment a little bit as a quote-unquote adult in ministry, not just being a kid, even though I was young. But I think it was more the input from that pastor. That was really my first experience to have a pastor who wasn't my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, his name was Judd Henry Jones, and he was real friendly and open and really treated me well, but as a pastor would care for someone. I felt the real pastoral side of him, and that had a lot of influence too.
I think that in addition, I agree with that, but I think in addition, lay people have a lot to do with the decision, because think of all the jobs that people have where, for instance, if you're a plumber, you go around to three or four houses a day and fix pipes, and the person who owns the house is upstairs and you're working alone. But when you're in ministry, here's this whole congregation of lay people who get to know you and you get to know them and all of the different vocations that they have. I think that broad influence of lay people has a lot to do with choosing ministry and then staying in ministry.
Yeah. Yeah, it had a bit, and that was one of the things that attracted me too, was that I got to work with people of all ages. And, at that time I enjoyed working with children, with youth, with young adults, and then, people with kids and senior citizens as well. And just to have that cross section of people appealed to me as something that I'd like to do for the rest of my life.
I think back to the role of lay people when I was in high school. I remember a lot of the kids were starting to smoke, and my preacher dad, said, if you can find three adults who will seriously recommend that you start smoking, he's go ahead. And if he'd have told me no, I probably would have smoked. But I went around to people in the church that I knew, some of them who smoked, and asked them whether they would recommend that I start smoking. Well, I figured out my dad wasn't as dumb as I thought he was, because there wasn't anybody who would recommend, and I never smoked as a result of that. So the lay people, I think, can have a big impact mm-hmm. on preachers' kids.
Yeah. I felt like lay people treated me with a little different respect and appreciation when I was growing up in the church than the other kids got. I mean, I felt like I was treated better than them.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with that a little bit because I wasn't any different than the other kids. But there's at that time, at least, there was a real appreciation for the pastor's family. And that, but it continued even on you know, when you weren't there, when I was in college, too.
So. Did you ever feel that lay people were pushing you into the ministry as a preacher's kid?
No, just encouraging. It was always as an encouraging nudge, I would say, more so than a push.
Would they bring it up as a subject?
Yeah, in college especially, because those are the years where people are kind of choosing their path.